Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
There's a lot more to school than just academia and grades. I went along to Queen Ethelberger's to find out what else is in store for students outside of lesson life and spoke to Emma Brown, who is head of co-curricular activities. First question, what's the difference between extracurricular and co-curricular?
The big difference is that we see those, what you would class as extra activities, as massively important and as important as academic curriculum. So therefore we say that the co-curricular activities run side by side and have as much profile and value as the academic curriculum. And students are encouraged to try to succeed just as much in their classroom as they are outside the classroom.
And what would be some of the most popular activities, or what sort of things are offered?
OK, so we have a programme for lunchtime and after school of 80-plus activities a week.
Wow.
Everything from the CCF, the Combined Cadet Force, to Duke of Edinburgh parkour, so free running, is quite a new and exciting activity. We have baking club, which is highly subscribed, Chinese cooking, cooking for university to prepare the sixth form for living on their own when they leave home, if you like, or leave school. We categorise them into five categories, and we encourage them to choose across the categories. So we cover creativity, community, culture, health and exercise, and leadership.
And why do you think it's important that somebody does that? You could just go and do your lessons, do your exams. You've come out with a list of letters and numbers. Why would someone do more?
We really promote the benefits to the students who I think truly value them, and it's the skills that you don't necessarily develop exclusively in the classroom. So independent learning, leadership skills, teamwork, problem solving, they improve their communication, they give back to the community, and make, you know, lots of things that improve their holistic development, so the development of the student as a whole.
Well, I'm going to go in here a little bit more about a couple of areas. Parkour or free running, that's definitely one of the less usual activities that can be offered in a school.
Yep, it's proved very popular. We do student voice questionnaires here, so it is one of the activities that came up from student voice a few years ago. So we looked into it and we got an instructor to provide it.
My name's Tom Leiby. I'm the parkour instructor at Queen Ethelberger's. The difference between parkour and free running, I guess, is this is a long-running debate in the community, but we like to say parkour is the discipline. For instance, if I was going to do a jump, I might do it lots of times and keep practicing it till I get it perfect. That would be parkour. But free running is more so when you get into a run. So outside, going over lots of different walls, but not thinking about it so much. Okay. It's more just letting it flow. So you've got to kind of do parkour to learn how to do free running.
Hi, I'm Daisy. I'm 10 years old, and I think parkour is really fun because you get to do tons of exercise and flips and try things new that you didn't actually do before.
Did you know that you can't do this in many schools?
Yeah, I knew that because Queen Ethelberger is a really good school with lots of opportunities.
Hello, my name is Aston and I'm 10 years old. So in this session, basically, Sir sets out a bunch of blocks and shows us what we have to do, and we have to try to do it for him.
And are you any good at parkour?
Yes, I do it at home a lot. I just saw these YouTubers doing it, so I was like, may as well do it a try. Give it a try.
And is it as easy as they make it look?
No, it's actually quite difficult. It takes a long time to train for it.
So it turns out that free running isn't exactly my gift. I'll leave that to the students of Queen Ethelberger's. Another co-curricular activity, though, that's been popular with students and actually benefits the wider community is volunteer work at a care home for the elderly. Helen Snuggs teaches personal development and tells Stray FM about the activity that she runs.
I take six students to a local nursing home. So we spend the first 10 to 15 minutes just chatting to them and saying hello and finding out what they've done through the week. And then we help with serving the dinner. And the students take turns and they serve the food and then they clear away and then they serve the tea, cups of tea for them as well. And they just chat to them as they do it. It's quite nice in the summer because they can sit outside with them. And there are a couple of the residents who don't actually come to the lounge. So some of the students go in pairs and they go and sit with them in their rooms, which is quite nice.
So what difference has Helen seen in the students since they started?
And I've certainly seen that when they've gone in initially, that they're quite nervous about what they can and can't do. And obviously they've used my direction and I've been able to say, yeah, you can do that, or why don't you try this? And I've given them suggestions. And on the way there, we often have a chat about, right, what's our focus going to be today? So they'll come up with some different ideas. And I had an email actually a couple of weeks ago to say, when are you going to come? Because actually we've had some of the residents' family ask, when are we going to be coming back in to do some more volunteering? Because they just feel that their relatives in the nursing home get so much out of it.
One of the students involved is Brandon, who is currently in year 13 studying his A-levels.
Initially, I applied because I'm wanting to apply to medicine for this year, which I've sent off my application. Mm-hmm. And I did this as a way of making sure that I was making the right career choice. I mean, I don't exactly know where I'll be in the future, but I know that there will always be that branch of it. So I started the volunteering in April, I think, and basically I used to go down once a week. We'd just chat to the residents, help them out serving food and things, and basically they'd just tell us how their days and weeks have been, things that they remember, and then they love hearing us talk about some of our things that are happening. It's been quite interesting to hear some of the things that they've said about when they were our age.
So visiting care homes and free running are just a couple of examples of over 80 different co-curricular activities which are offered at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate, including becoming a cadet, getting a Duke of Edinburgh Award, cookery classes, lots of sports, music and social activities, even trips away. For details on everything that goes on, simply visit qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.